This is TWiT.
The number of United States banks, including JP Morgan Chase, experienced a series of coordinated attacks by hackers this month, according to four people briefed on a continuing investigation speaking to the New York Times. The hackers reportedly stole gigabytes of data, including checking and savings account information, what the security experts described as a sophisticated cyber attack. The FBI is now investigating, and over the last few weeks, multiple security firms have also been brought in to conduct forensic studies of the penetrated computer network. At this point, JP Morgan has not seen any increased fraud levels, says one person familiar with the situation to the Times. Bloomberg originally reported these attacks and pointed to hackers based in Russia, but security experts and government officials say they have not yet made that conclusion. Well, it's finally official. Apple sent out press invitations confirming that it will indeed hold a special event on September 9th in Cupertino, California, where the company is headquartered. The invitation merely says, "Wish we could say more." Apple may not be saying more, but Wired is reporting that sources familiar with the next iPhone say it will feature its own payment platform, which will involve NFC. With over 800 million credit cards already on file through iTunes accounts, that's not too far-fetched for Apple to do. Plus, as Wired notes, over the years, the company has filed a number of patents relating to an e-wallet platform. For example, back in January, one patent described how dual wireless protocols like NFC and Bluetooth could be paired to complete a transaction while sensitive data is stored in a secure element in the device's hardware. The information has also reported that Apple has had conversations with payment companies in recent months and that Apple's solution will incorporate a so-called secure element in the phone where sensitive financial information would be stored. But back to that event on the 9th. The company isn't planning to host the event at its headquarters in Cupertino, but at the Flint Center for the Performing Arts at De Anza College, which is the same location Steve Jobs introduced the original Mac 30 years ago. Apple appears to have built some sort of a large structure on campus. It's behind a white barricade. Mac Rumors has published images sent in by a reader of this mysterious structure at the Flint Center. Looks to be about three stories high and protected by a lot of security. Administrators had previously declined to comment on what it was, stating only, quote, "We are not at liberty to discuss that due to client wishes." To round out Apple News today, and I swear this is the end, the Financial Times reports that the company has updated its HealthKit privacy policy for developers to keep user data out of the hands of advertisers and data brokers and will stop third-party apps from using personal data collected while using the HealthKit platform for anything other than informing users about their health. HealthKit was announced at WWDC back in June as part of Apple's upcoming iOS 8 launch and is a central repository that collects data from all third-party health apps on a device that enables the collection. Microsoft has announced that CEO Satya Nadella will visit China in late September in the midst of an antitrust investigation that the Chinese government is conducting into the company. Nadella took over as Microsoft CEO back in February, but it isn't clear if the visit will include meeting with Chinese government representatives or with the State Administration for Industry and Commerce, or SAIC, which is one of China's antitrust regulators. SAIC officials didn't comment, and Microsoft spokesman said, quote, "Satya's trip was planned before the Chinese government investigation began." But they're probably going to bleed into each other a bit. Amazon is readying video streams in 4K, which may come as early as October of this year, according to a press release from Samsung? Yeah, actually, Samsung announced this morning that its 2014 smart UHD or ultra high def 4K TV line will be able to support Amazon's Prime Instant Video Ultra HD streaming service when it launches in October. It's not a surprise that 4K is coming to Amazon. Last week, an Amazon marketing director confirmed that the company has a team dedicated to preparing and releasing 4K content this year. And Amazon Studios has already announced it plans to shoot each of its original series in 4K resolution going forward. Leap Motion debuted its desktop gesture control device about a year ago, and today got a big software update as well as a new small plastic clip that integrates the Leap Motion controller with Oculus Rift. Now, Oculus doesn't have native hand tracking, which means that gestures beyond turning your head from side to side in virtual reality means investing in accessories like joysticks or sensors. Leap Motion specializes in hand tracking, so this is a powerful combination. The clip is available to developers for $19.99 and holds the Leap Motion to the front of the Rift mask. The new software adapts the device to track movement from the top instead of just the bottom, which means that the Leap Motion can look down at a user's hands instead of looking up from a desktop.